Authorities in Spain have arrested three suspected al-Qaeda operatives. One was carrying videotapes of American landmarks, including the World Trade Center towers. According to Spanish police, the videos were shot in 1997, a possible indication that the al-Qaeda attacks in the United States were in the planning stages for years. Besides the Trade Center were videos of the Brooklyn Bridge, the Sears Tower in Chicago, San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge, and Disneyland. Reporter Giles Tremlett is the Madrid correspondent for London's Guardian newspaper. Is there any evidence linking these videotapes to the events of September 11th?
Well, the Spanish police haven't produced any direct evidence of a link. What we do know is that the people arrested yesterday are vaguely related to some other people who were arrested in Spain several months ago and who are in turn being investigated for allegedly at least having some knowledge of the September 11th attacks.
These tapes were first seized in April. What happened?
The person who made the tapes was arrested in April and released the following day. Reporters here who tried to connect him to al-Qaeda were at the time given a rap over the knuckles by judges saying that there were no charges against him and had to rectify in the following day's newspapers. But now we hear from the police that that he's considered to be linked in some way to al-Qaeda.
Besides the footage of American landmarks, what else is on the tape?
There are other tapes of Mujahideen attacks in different places, in Chechnya, I believe in Algeria as well. There is also film of suicide attackers. We don't know whether they're Palestinians or from other countries. That's the information we have at the moment from the Spanish police.
Who are the men arrested yesterday?
There were three men. What they have in common is that they're all Syrian-born. Two of them are Spanish nationals. The man who made the videotape is called Gasub Alabrash Galyun. He lived in Madrid and is believed to have been a member or a former member of a radical Syrian group called the Muslim Brothers. One other man was arrested in Madrid, another man in eastern Spain who apparently had fled Syria recently and was also a member of the Muslim Brothers.
Mohammed Atta, believed to be the September 11th ringleader, visited Spain months prior to the attacks. Is there any known connection between him and those arrested yesterday?
Well, again, the connections are through third parties. The three men arrested yesterday had links to another Syrian called Iman Edin Barakat, who was arrested several months ago in Madrid. Barakat's phone number in turn appeared in an address book discovered in the Hamburg flat that Atta shared with two other people. And the suggestion from Spanish police now is that Atta was in Spain in July and that possibly he met here with other September 11 pilots and other people who formed part of the plot.
Giles Tremlett is a reporter in Madrid for London's Guardian newspaper.